Welcome to your second call of the 30-Day Challenge. This is David Wood from SolutionBox.com, and I'm joined with a very, very special guest, and I've got to say that always, but this really is a friend of mine. I'm excited to have him on the call, and I'll introduce this. I'd like to call him a mystery guest, but you guys know who it is, but I'll call him a mystery guest anyway. The first call was really our setup call for the 30-day challenge. We went over the rules. We went over how the competition's going to work. And we got you guys with the basics you need to get out there and just extend an invitation. And this call will take it further, and we'll take some success stories from people. We'll reinforce the fact that it's just a very easy thing to do to invite people to a coaching session. We'll talk about getting a buddy coach. I've got a couple of tips, and our mystery guest, Mr. X, may have a couple of tips for you as well. We'll look at any problems you might be having with introductory sessions, and we'll also look at how to set up a client once they say yes. So I'm going to introduce now my friend, our guest speaker. Travis Greenlee is a master internet marketing and business development consultant. He began his career with Merrill Lynch as a financial consultant and business advisor. I did not know that. He's been a professional speaker and trainer since 1991 and a business coach and consultant since 1994. As the president and or CEO of several companies, Team Concepts Coaching, Travis Greenlee Consulting, the Rainmaker Institute, Master Business Building Club, and the law firm Media Group, Travis shares his extraordinary blend of passion, purpose, and excitement for life and business. And one of the things that I learned about Travis early on, which is going to make him just so valuable for this call, is that he can sell ice to the Eskimos. So, welcome, Travis Greenlee.
It's a pleasure, David. I'm really, really excited to be on the call with you here and with so many just awesome people from all around the world.
Yeah, thanks, man. I'm not sure how much you know about the 30-day challenge, but these guys have got to approach somebody every day, at least one person a day, and invite people to a coaching session. And we'll hear soon about the success stories that people are having. So we're here to support them.
Uh-huh.
That's all we can do, have them get out and fill their practice with action instead of thought.
Uh-huh. Right. Seems to be a lot of that going on in the industry these days. A lot more talk than action. and it's interesting to see the people that are in action, you know, the people hopefully that are on the line and listening now, you know, it's amazing the results you're going to see even in a down economy. You know, even when times are challenging, these are the times to get out and to really connect with people, because this is when a lot of people are really hurting and they can use your support more so than ever. So for those of you who are just in action and getting out there and suiting up and showing up, congratulations. I just can't wait to see at the end of this 30-day challenge, I mean, the success stories and how much money people are going to be making and how many lives are being touched and all the great stuff that's going to happen here.
That's right. Good point. And before I forget, I invite you guys to go to solutionbox.com/chat. So it's a fun thing to get in on the chat room while you're here, and that's the place that you guys can be seeking buddies. A lot of people were posting on the board saying, seeking a buddy, seeking a buddy, seeking a buddy, and I was wondering, why aren't you reading the board and approaching the 10 other people before you who said they're seeking a buddy? So go to solutionbox.com/chat right now, and Beth will be sending me by Skype any particularly interesting questions that we should have on this call. And that's a great place to find a buddy. Another place to find a buddy is go back to the board at solutionbox.com/30-day and just read through and go and approach everybody who's posted their email address. And I can't stress enough the value of getting someone in your corner, besides me and Travis, with someone that you can speak to every day or at least email every day to report. It's night and day. So go ahead and do that. And Travis, what's a website where people can go to find out about you if they want to learn more about how you support people in building their practice?
You bet. I've got several, but probably the best or the easiest one is businessbuildingmastery.com. businessbuildingbusinessbuilding.com.
Great. That's businessbuildingmastery.com. And Beth, maybe you could put that in the chat room. Travis really does know his stuff about building a business, and you can learn a lot from him at businessbuildingmastery.com and on this call. Now, I'm thinking, Travis, why don't we get some success stories from people about what they've, you know, just some bullet examples of what they've done in the last 7 days and the result they got?
Mm-hmm. You bet.
All right. Who'd like to go? Just say your name and your city, and if you can keep your success story to about 20 seconds, it's not a hard and fast rule, but let's give people a chance to share.
This is Dr. Lori from Palm Springs, California.
Hey, Dr. Lori.
Hi, and I signed up two paying customers $997 so far.
Nice.
Wow.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
All right.
Congratulations, man.
Well done. And I want to say, too, for people on the call hearing that, you know, some of you may not be at that level yet, and that's great. For you, a success might be that you picked up the phone, you know, or that you've had an insight. So it doesn't matter what level, you know, wherever your success is, let's hear them. So who else has a story?
Well, I do. I did my first intake session. I mean, not intake, the introductory session. And
what's your name?
Elizabeth, I'm sorry. Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. And I'm so excited. And then I asked another friend, and she never even wanted the introductory session. She just signed up. Two clients for $200 together.
Woo-hoo! And who says this business is tough, this whole business building business? This is easy.
I was stunned.
That's true. Thank you, Elizabeth. Who else has a story?
Hi, Wendy's here. I want to share, I had a big thing, David knows about this, at the beginning about I don't work on weekends, I'm not going to extend invitations on weekends. I've extended 25 invitations at this point, about 20 of them on the weekends. So
wow.
Opportunities are just presenting themselves everywhere. I'm open to it. It's just happening. I've delivered 3 sessions so far. I have a few more scheduled. One of them hired me on the spot. The other two are they're working out the money. And we have follow-up conversations
awesome.
Scheduled. So stuff's happening.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Doesn't it just feel so great to be in momentum? I mean, to have a feeling of momentum, like things are moving forward and, you know, opportunities are happening and people are coming into your life. And isn't that just the greatest feeling ever?
Awesome. You know, I'm not new at this. I've been doing this business for 8 years, more or less full time. So I've, you know, been doing these call things for a long time. But I always go through long periods of time, and I've been in one just before the challenge where I just don't want to make the calls. And, man, this challenge has just gotten me in action like I never have been before.
So great.
Concentrated kind of way.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's great. And who's got a success story that for them seems like a small one? You know, it's not like I called like 50 people or got 20 clients, but for them it was a success.
This is Sharon in Springfield, Illinois, and I managed to get some of my husband's family members to sit down, and I've got one of them that we're going to be meeting every single Thursday and going through her finances.
Wow.
And putting her on track. And so she hasn't got the money to pay, but she's a teacher in the school system, and they do.
Yes. Yeah, good for you.
All right.
Let's take one more success story from someone who did something they didn't think that they could do.
Well, I'll share, David.
What's your name?
My name is Rafe from Austin.
Thanks, Rafe, because we can't see you.
Yeah, thanks. I had sat down with a colleague, and I went through my whole presentation with him as if he was a client, and got his feedback from him. And that was a really valuable thing to do because it really showed me how to focus in on the things I need to say that are important and how to interact with him in a way that's going to give him a lot of value. And what came out of that was I created a coaching binder for a potential client that has, you know, my letterhead, my logo, and has different dividers and all my information printed out about the definitions of coaching, you know, my agreements with them, the forms I need to fill out, and just kind of an FAQ, and all nice together in a nice, concise package. So when I sit down with a client, I can present them with something, here's your coaching kit, and it's ready to go. And
that
was really valuable for me to kind of get that organized and really get it set up to where I can just print it out and hand it to a potential client. And his suggestion was, you know, look, if you have time, you know, if you want to work with a client, you ought to just give them the kit and say, you know, I'll give you two or three sessions. And if at the end of two or three sessions, you're not getting value, it's free as a way to enroll a client possibly if the money's too big of a concern.
Sure. Mm-hmm. What would you say about that?
What was that?
I just wondered if you had any response to that.
Oh, I think it's a fantastic idea. I mean, I love the whole out-of-the-box thinking. You know, now, especially, again, when things are a little challenging and people may be a little tight, is getting creative. You know, getting creative in terms of ways to not only get in front of people and to get into that coaching conversation, because that's what this is all about. You know, it's just about a real simple conversation, getting into their heads, you know, looking at their pain, looking at what's going on and how we can be of service and to solve that, and then also getting a little creative. And I know, David, you're going to be talking a lot about this throughout the remainder of the 30-day challenge, but it's kind of comes back to the UCA, you know, your unique competitive advantage. And when you sit down with somebody, when you sit down with a potential prospect and you're having this conversation, you know, there are going to be times when it comes up and they say, well, you know, what is unique about you? You know, maybe they've talked to other coaches or they've worked with other people or if they've kind of been around. And so these are things to think about as, you know, what makes you a little different? What can we do to get creative? So I think it's fantastic, getting outside of the box.
Yeah, good one, right. And I know that what you've done is such a huge step forward in your practice. When you get to the stage where you have even one or two forms that you can count on and you've got policies and procedures, things like that, it can make a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing echo now online. You hearing that, Travis?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and now the conference is muted. So I think someone might have called in that's producing that echo. You still there, Travis?
Yeah, I hear.
Great. Okay, so we can't hear anyone else right now, but we can open up the lines again in future. So you've gotten to an important step. Now, for people who are thinking, well, hang on, I don't have the forms. I don't have the FAQ. I don't have my policies and procedures. Don't worry. This is the 30-day challenge. It's not the setting up your forms challenge. Just you know, approaching a person every day, and if you feel blocked around that stuff at all, I mean, Rafe, I was wondering as you were speaking if you had the Coach Start manual, because that's what that's for. And anyone who's wanting to set up their forms and set up their policies and procedures and have an FAQ and go through all that, that's what CoachStart.com is for. So you can go to CoachStart.com and get a copy of the manual if you don't have it already. Very good. So let's see what's next. I've got a question for you, Travis. It's come from Mary. And I thought this was really, really good. Beth sent it to me via email. I'll just pull this up on my computer. Okay. Travis, I can't figure out if it is that my gremlins are hollering at me while I make invitations for sample sessions, and therefore I should go ahead and do it anyway, or if it's actually not a good use of my time to be asking friends and family to do sample sessions on the off chance that they will know someone in my niche. Would it not be a better use of time to be developing strategic alliances with organizations that can provide us with a steady stream of clients rather than asking people to do sample sessions one at a time?
Woo! Big question. Thank you, Mary. Wonderful question. I mean, I could spend hours talking about this, so I'll do my best to break it down into, say, what, about 3 minutes, David?
I'd say 60 seconds if you can.
So even shorter. Depends on several things. Number one, it depends on where you are in your business. So if you're just getting started and you're just beginning to build up that confidence, I think one of the first things to do, and you know, if you want to get some clients and if you want to get that income going and you want to build up some of the clients, one of the easiest ways to do that is, of course, connect within somewhat of your warm market. So thinking people that you know, obviously you want to think about people within your warm market who are within your target market. So, you know, understanding, and we'll be getting more into that throughout the 30-day challenge here, but, you know, understanding who it is that you're targeting. You know, who are the people that you're supporting? How are you supporting them? You know, how are you, you know, what type of coach are you? You know, how are you representing yourself within the marketplace? So that's the first step, is understanding who your marketplace is or who your target market is. And then once you understand who these people are, then create that list and start to think about, and this is what you've been working on with David over the last week, start to think about some people that you know, whether it's in your personal circles or maybe just even the circles just outside of that, that wouldn't take too much and wouldn't take too much effort and or time or even money to go out and to start connecting with these people and to either do it over the telephone or maybe over a cup of coffee if you prefer the face-to-face. You know, that's something to consider also. Is these gremlins, it's a natural part of the business. You know, in fact, if you're not having the gremlins early in the game, well, then you're probably doing something wrong. It's absolutely natural to feel this way as you're stepping out of, you know, really the comfort zone in a place that you know yourself to be. So I would suggest is, and you've heard the phrase, the fastest or the best way to conquer your fear is to do what you fear, to get out there and just kind of step through it just a bit. And you'll get much more into over the next 30 days on how to do this and some strategies and some processes and how to get out of your head and into the head of your clients to where you're not thinking about yourself and you're not worrying about what you might say and if you might do the right thing or the wrong thing. You just begin to get in a place of being really present and really into the conversation and then just become unattached. In fact, a really good friend of mine, many of you probably know Sandy Vilas. He's the CEO of a company called Coach University. One of the best tips that he ever gave me, he says, when you go into initial conversation, so when you go into a complimentary session, go in with a full practice mentality. A full practice mentality. And what that means is having the mindset and having the confidence that you don't need another client. It's not like you're sitting down saying, oh boy, I got to make this mortgage payment. I really need this client. I really need this to happen. Because if you have any type of neediness or any type of attachment to a specific outcome, your prospects are going to feel it. You're not going to enjoy the process. You're going to be nervous. All the gremlins are going to show up. So if you can start to develop that full practice mentality, meaning that, you know, you have in your mind, you've got a full practice. You don't need another client. You're simply sitting down with people who you're connected with, people that you could support that are within your target market, and just having a conversation, and your entire intention should simply be to have them leave the conversation feeling absolutely fantastic about themselves and wanting more of it. I think if you can do that and you can start that way, that will start to build some momentum for you. You'll build up your confidence very quickly. You'll start to expand. You'll start to bring on the whole law of attraction. You'll start to make some more money, which doesn't hurt. And then you can take a portion of that money and then start feeding that into other areas and other marketing, whether it's joint ventures or working with trade associations or some of the other things that that you had mentioned as well. So if you want to do it pretty quickly and you want to move through those gremlins, I would suggest looking, number one, at your target market and then going into it. Once you establish your list, sit down either the telephone or face-to-face, whatever you prefer, and then going into it with a full practice mentality and just suit up and show up and just let God handle the details. And if you do that, wonderful things are going to happen for you.
All right. Thanks, Travis.
You bet.
What we're going to move into, I've got a couple of strategies to offer you guys that you can try this week if you like. And then Travis and I are going to move into some role plays. So start thinking about already where you might be blocked in making an invitation. So there's someone you want to invite, but you're just like, I just don't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. Or you feel silly about it. We'll do some role plays with that. And also, if you've done some introductory sessions and you're getting stuck on how to convert the person to a client, bring up those problems too. And either Travis or I will role play with you so that you can see how someone else might do it. Now, here are a couple of strategies that bonus strategies to offer you this week. One came from the board, and I can't remember who it was that posted it, but it was such a clever one. Approach managers. So when you're making up your list of everyone that you might want to call, invite to a session, particularly think of every single person you know who's in some kind of management position. Go and approach them and say, yeah, I want to do a session with you, and say, I think this will be amazing for your staff. I can increase the productivity of your staff and have them be so much happier. I can increase their retention because, you know, what if one of them's thinking of leaving but they're not going to tell you? They might tell a coach. And there's all sorts of benefits to it. Why don't you and I do a session, and then you can let me know which of your staff might be the most appropriate candidates for coaching. So that is a golden strategy. If you get a manager who's keen on this, then you might line yourself up with 5 to 50 potential clients. So and that's for Mary as well, who's thinking, shouldn't I do long-term, you know, strategies, or should I, should I be just calling people one by one? You can do both if you use this one.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the second strategy that you can apply. What we talked about last week was saying, hey, I want to do a session with you. I just want to do a session with you. You're going to love it. If you want to, if it's appropriate for you to have a coach, we'll know it and we can set something up. And if it's not, at least you'll know what I do and you can refer people to me like crazy. So that was the approach. Now, something you could try this week if you want to do it is call someone and say, I want to coach you. Not I want to do a session with you, but I want to coach you. I want to do 3 months of coaching with you, produce amazing results so you are my poster child for coaching. Now, this is a very different approach because you're asking for a three-month commitment. Now, I want to you up for a quick role play, Travis?
You bet.
Okay, great. So let's keep it pretty real. This is me and you, and I'm actually calling you with this approach. And I want you to be a little bit hesitant to actually paying for 3 months of coaching up front with me.
Okay.
So, hey, Trav, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How's it going, Dave?
Good, mate. It's been a long time, I know. And I'm going to get straight into it because I'm excited about something and I want to make you an offer.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to trust you to say yes or no because we're buddies, right?
Okay, you bet.
I want to coach you. I want to do 3 months of coaching with you as my client, regular fee, and I want to produce outstanding results with you so that you are my poster child for coaching.
Poster child. Well, I guess I've always wanted to be somebody's poster child. So you want to coach. What, you know, how does it work and how much does this cost and all of those things?
Thank you. So it's $3,000 for the 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And how it works is we speak once a week on the phone. You have homework that we agree on, and you're in action on the goals that you say are most important to you. So just think about everything that you're already working on or that you want to be working on.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what we'll be putting our attention on. And at the end of the 3 months, my vision is that you have results that would put a huge smile on your face, and you're in a position to recommend me to absolutely everyone I know, everyone you know, and that I can put you on my website with your picture and list the results that you've attained.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Well, I certainly love your bold approach. I mean, you're obviously confident about what you're doing and your skill set and your ability to coach people. And I've heard great things about you. I don't know much about this coaching, but you know, I guess I'd be willing to, you know, can we try a free session or can we try, you know, an initial stage where I can see what this is about and you're really determined if this is for me or not?
You know, that makes a lot of sense. I hear you asking if I give a complimentary session, and I'm a yes.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do it. You know, how we'll do it is we'll set up a 45-minute call.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go through your goals. We'll look at how we would work together if we did. And then at the end of that call, I want you to know I have no attachment to what happens. If it feels like it's going to be fun, we'll know it and we'll set you up. And if it doesn't, at least you'll know what I do, and you'll be in a position to refer me should it come up. And I may even ask you at the end of the call, who do you know who would really benefit from this?
Mm-hmm. That'd be fine. So let's do it. Let's set it up.
All right. Thanks, man.
You bet.
So great. I want to hear from people. Well, hear from you first, Travis. What did you see about that I want to coach you approach versus let's do a free session approach?
Me personally, and again, this is just my personal, you know, attitude or really view of this is, it felt a little bit more about you than about me. So you called and said,
okay,
I want to do this. I want to work together. I want to charge you my full fee. I want to, me. So it felt a little bit more about you as opposed to my needs and my goals and really what I'm about, because, you know, I'm the paying client. So it felt a little bit like that. Yet at the second, you know, on the other side of that, I did really connect to your posture, you know, as I was mentioning, that whole full practice mentality. So going in saying, boom, you know, you are confident, you are a professional coach, you know that you provide value for your clients, and with that belief, with that posture, you know, you're just stepping out there. So it was a little bit of both. It was the confidence as well as I felt, okay, well, that's great, but what about me?
Got it. Thank you. So an even better approach would be, I want to coach you because I'd like to produce, you know, well, how would I get into your life without doing the session? Because I may not know what you're up to. So without
right. See, that's exactly it. I guess if we're assuming then that you and I have already had somewhat of a conversation and you already know my you know, the problems and the things that are going on. So you would already have an idea of, you know, how would we work together. Is that correct?
I guess if we had talked before, but I'm talking about people who may not even have any idea. And here's where I'm going with this approach. If you go in with, let's just do a session, then that's all you're asking for.
Mm.
And so the person's just thinking, all right, we'll just do a session. But if you go in asking for everything you want, which is outrageous, you know, I want to work with you 3 months out. I want you to be my client, and here's why. Here's what you'll get out of it. Here's what I'll get out of it. I'm expecting most people to be like, whoa, you know, that seems...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
right, and I think that's it. I think, you know, and I'd love to hear from other people on the line as well, but, you know, that's the feeling I get is, yes, you're certainly confident in what you do, because it's like, whoa, you know, coming right out and asking for it and being straight up. Yet at the same time, I felt like, hey, let's dance a little bit first.
Exactly.
You know, I'd like to get to know me a little better, what my needs are.
Well, that was my goal. See, that's
mm-hmm.
the secret. The goal of this was to end up with a trial session.
Mm-hmm. And you got it.
Yeah. So instead of going into the trial session and I think, oh, should I not, do I have time? I go in with, pay me $3,000 for 3 months of coaching. And the person's like, what? And then I can come in with, I tell you what, I'd be happy to offer you a session for free. Because, you know, you haven't experienced coaching before. So why don't we do a complimentary session? No attachment to the result. And if you decide it's for you, we can look at setting something up. And if not, then I'll be happy to just talk with you about your life. It'd be great.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
And then they're very clear that that session is about looking at whether or not you guys are fit for a coaching structure.
Uh-huh.
Not just a freebie. It really is, this is our intention in the call, rather than let's just have a session and maybe you'll refer a couple of people. It's like, no, I want to coach you. Let's see if that would be the best move that you could make right now.
Right. And another thing is, I think it'll support the weed out. You know, it'll really get you in front of people that really are potentially open to working with you. Because if you put it out there and you let them know what you want, what your intentions are, and how much it's going to cost, then if they say, well, okay, let's get together and let's do a free session, you've already planted that seed. So it's a much higher qualified prospect. And with that in mind, you know, the hardest part is just, and I shouldn't even say the hardest part, but, you know, the initial stage of just getting in the meeting with somebody. Once you're in the meeting with somebody, and if you've coached them well and you know, you've gotten them to the place where they're feeling, wow, I see value in this, you know, you're going to, you know, most everyone on the line, you're going to close people. You're going to enroll brand new customers and brand new clients. But it's getting to that step. It's getting into the introductory sessions. I think that so many coaches, especially if you're just getting started, to have a hard time around. So this just gets you right in there and it gets you with a pre-qualified prospect, meaning that if you sit down with these people, you're going to have a much better closing ratio. You're going to have more people enroll.
Exactly. Now, I'm in the discussion board, and I see we've got a few people in there, and I would like to know from you guys in the chat room, who has a coach, who has a buddy coach, and who doesn't? So I see AB, Coach Shah, Dr. Laurie, Elizabeth, Faye, Jenna, Mary, and Wendy. Just post, I have a coach, or I have a buddy coach, or I don't have a buddy coach. And if you're not in the chat room, I invite you to go into solutionbox.com/chat and let us know if you have a coach. And if you don't, there's a place to get it. So Coach Shah is saying he or she doesn't. That's your chance to ask. Now, let's throw it open, Travis. I'd like to hear anyone who's been blocked in making an invitation. Blocked in making an invitation, like you want to ask someone, but you feel like an idiot or you're not sure how to do it, and you'd like to get some freedom around that. So I'll open up the call now. Who would like some support around making an invitation to a particular person or a particular group or just in general? Do we have only the fully empowered people on the call?
This is Patty, Dave. Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
Patty.
Hey, Patty.
I do very well with email invitations. I'm not so strong in picking up the phone and calling someone. So after I issue an email invitation, then I'm okay following up with a phone call, but just going in cold with a phone call is not coming on very easily for me.
Okay. Well, is there any problem for you in doing the email and then the phone? I mean, it doesn't sound like a problem to me.
No, it seems to be working fine. I've had three people commit to sessions. I've had two of them, and both of them are now clients, so that's really good. It seems to be working well, but it just feels like I'm not doing it right, you know?
Wow, that's interesting, Patty. So you're actually approaching people, you're getting people signing up as clients, and you think you have a problem.
Well,
it's just interesting to watch how the mind works. And,
right.
It's an interesting critter, isn't it?
Isn't that amazing?
Create a problem where there isn't one, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet. I just,
well, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing then.
Yeah, it's the importance of just working within your strengths. You know, knowing that for you it feels more comfortable sending a quick email to set up a phone conversation, sort of break the ice a little bit, and it's obviously working. You know, your numbers are showing it, so just do more of it, girl.
Yeah, I will.
You bet.
Okay. Great. Who else has been a little blocked in extending the invitations with a particular person or a particular group? You're like, it just looks silly.
My concern is if it's somebody I already know, I'm worried that they're going to think, I think there's something wrong with them, and that's why I'm making the pitch. When it's a complete stranger, I have no qualms.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody I have an established relationship with, I worry because I had this, this is Sharon, by the way, from Springfield. I had this experience with my husband's cousin, who I'm now coaching in terms of her finances. Well, is there something wrong with me? Well, yeah, actually, you're about to lose your house, but, you know.
Sharon, here's what we're going to do. I want you to be the client, and Travis is going to be you. Okay, so Travis, you're Sharon, and Sharon, what's your name?
So I'm going to be the coach.
Oh,
I'm going to be sharing the coach.
Yeah, you're going to be Sharon making this call to this person who might get defensive. And Sharon, what's the name? Just make up a name for this client.
Susie.
Stacy. Okay.
Was that Stacy?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. So Travis, see if you can keep it to about a minute, if you can, or two. And Sharon, your job, or Stacy in this case, your job is just to be Stacy and to get your backup.
Okay.
And we'll see how someone else might handle it.
And is our intention here for me to set up an initial consultation, or what is the intention here?
Yep, you've got 90 seconds to set up a consultation.
Okay. So, Stacy.
Hey, Sharon, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How have you been?
Staying out of trouble.
Well, that's a good thing, you know. Hey, listen, I wanted to touch base with you real quickly. I know it's been a few weeks since we've chatted, but I was thinking a little bit about you, and, you know, I know there's just so much gloom and doom right now in terms of the financial industry and the stock market, and, gosh, you know, if you've been watching the news or reading the newspaper, it just seems to be everywhere, and it's interesting. I've been working with a lot of my clients, and as you know, with my coaching practice, I typically support my clients and working with their finances and really getting them clear about where they are. And, you know, it was just funny. Your name just popped in my mind, and I was just thinking about you, so I thought I'd give you a buzz and just chat with you a little bit, you know, see where you are and in terms of your financial situation and, you know, see if there's possibly anything I could do to support you with that.
Why? Do you think there's something wrong with me?
No, not necessarily. Like I say, with the people that I work with my clients, you know, there are a lot of people experiencing challenges right now. Not necessarily you personally, but a lot of people with the overall economy. So, you know, your name came into my mind, and I just wanted to see where you were, you know, see how things are going for you.
Things are kind of tight, but I'm managing, and I'm scared about spending any extra money.
Yeah.
On anything.
Yeah, I understand that. So, yeah, you're feeling the fear. You're feeling the pinch a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not alone, my dear. Like I say, we're seeing a lot of people with that. And that's why, again, not anything personally, that there's nothing wrong with you. What I wanted to do is to see if you'd be open to sit down and go have a little coffee and chat a little bit more about what you're up to and see if there would be a way that I could possibly support you with that. Would you be open to that?
I can handle that. Are you buying?
Okay. You betcha I'm buying, as long as it doesn't cost more than a $4 Starbucks. Because I'm watching my pennies as well. So as far as getting together, what would be better? Is Tuesday, let's say Tuesday morning at 9, or let's say Thursday a little bit later in the afternoon around 3? Which of those would be better for you?
I think Thursday and the afternoon would be great.
Thank you, guys.
Okay,
cool.
That was really good. That was awesome. Particularly, I liked the alternative close at the end. Travis is like this or this, the presumptive close.
I like
And what did you get out of that, Sharon? What's the one thing that you saw that you could use?
Every objection was smoothly received, no judgment. Okay, well, if that's how you feel, that's okay. And turn it around where you're not unusual, everybody's feeling that way, so that there's a connection, a rapport built on a commonality. I like
that. Great, thank you. And one thing I noticed, too, is that Travis at the end said, as long as it's not more than a $4 Starbucks, because I'm watching my pennies, too.
Yeah, and again,
yeah,
establish
really
that rapport.
Yeah, exactly. I felt like as a client, I could meet with this person because they understood and times are tight for them too, and they're not going to think I'm really I'm ridiculous if I say, look, I just can't afford that. They're going to understand.
Mm-hmm.
So great, thank you. Who else has some? Let's deal now with someone who's having trouble converting to a client. So maybe you did an introductory session and you were just stumped at where to go from that, or you just can't see how someone would sign up with you and fork out more than $4 for a Starbucks.
Dave,
you've got to take that.
Dave, this is Dr. Lori. And although I had good results, I still am having problems with that. Asking for the money and being comfortable with that and exactly how to do that.
Okay. So I'd like to do a role play with you, but there's a big echo on the line that I'm hearing. Is there an echo when I speak as well, Travis?
No, I think it's better now.
Okay, just with Lori, perhaps. If you're not speaking, can you press 4-star. Press 4-star to mute your phone. If you're not Lori or Travis or me, and that might handle the echo problem. Okay, Lori, would you speak again? Say something.
Yeah, is it still echoing?
No, much better.
Oh, it's way better. It's way better. So you're having trouble asking for the cash, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. So let's do a role play now with Travis as the coach and you as the client, and you're going to be pretty tight with the money. Okay, and what's the scenario, Laurie? The client's interested in what?
In they need to get...
Pick someone you know. Pick someone that you know that you think would resist paying.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, I've got somebody.
Okay.
So you want me to tell you or role play it?
Yeah.
And what's their goal? What is it they want?
Their goal is to make more money, make a living.
Okay, great. So, Travis, you've just done a session with this person, and they you've gotten clear they want to make more money, and you're about to, and you're just going to start the role play with asking them to sign up. And Laurie, you're going to provide some resistance, medium level resistance.
Okay. And so I'm coaching Laurie. So let's see. So Laurie, I've really enjoyed this time with you. I mean, I really appreciate you being as open as you've been and sharing where you are in terms of your financial situation and some of the challenges you've had. And then on the other side of that, the things that you really want and the things that you're really committed to in life. So, you know, based on what we've talked about, you know, what are some things that maybe have come up for you in terms of that you can put into place and that you can, you know, you can really begin to move things forward to start to make more money?
Well, to really focus, to spend more time on my real estate business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm working my other job because I have a steady income. You know, real estate is still tough, but my regular job, I got a 40% decrease. So I am in a panic mode, freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do? How am I going to make it? Like, I don't even think I have the time right now to even talk to you. Because I need to be doing something else.
Okay, I got it. And I hear the desperation in your voice. And again, you're not alone. I mean, especially being in the real estate industry, not only that, but then feeling the crunch on the other side. It's like, woo, I mean, feel like you're between a rock and a hard place.
Exactly.
But that's why we're here. And really, that's why, you know, I wanted to spend some time together to hopefully give you some relief, to give you a sense of hope, to give you a sense of inspiration. Because as I've just kind of shared with you some of these ideas and some of these strategies that you can put into place, that you can put into place today, as soon as we leave the coffee shop here, you know, you can put some of this into place. And if you do, you will begin to see results. So hopefully, if you've got nothing else, you've got at least a sense of hope, a sense of inspiration that, you know what, it isn't the end of the world. This is just a temporary situation for you. And, you know, if you take what we've talked about today and if you put some of these into place, you will begin to move forward. Things will begin to improve. So my question to you is, you know, again, based on everything that we talked about now and your need to, you know, to move things forward with your real estate business, the question is, you know, with one sale, let's say that you went out within your marketplace and within your area, what's really one sale worth to you? I mean, what's it worth in terms of commissions to you?
Oh, one sale would be great. I mean,
yeah.
How
much would you earn? $5,000, $10,000, $20,000? You know, how much would you earn typically on average with one sale?
I don't really know that answer. I'm not in real estate. houses are
say 10,000,
5%. I don't know.
Okay, I'll give you a quick one. 10,000 works.
Okay,
so,
good.
So, you know, if you're looking at your business, then if your goal is to get out of this frantic, you know, fear-based place where it just seems so scary, and really to begin to take control of your own finances and take control of your life again, and you're telling me that just one sale from your real estate would give you at least $10,000 in income, an increased income, which is exactly what you want.
Wow.
In terms of return on investment, have you heard ROI or have you heard return on investment before? Have you heard that phrase?
Yes, I have heard it.
Okay. Well, it really makes sense what we're talking about here, because if you think about it, if you earn just one sale – if we continue to work together and you take just two or three of these strategies that we talked about today, but yet we got together on a weekly basis where I could give you not just these three tips or these strategies, but I could just give you over and over and over again, literally dozens of strategies that are proven, that work, that if you put them into place, you will see results. You will see the return on that investment in terms of, you know, our work together from a financial perspective, and just earning one additional sale, one additional close would earn you what? $10,000. So would it make sense and would it be worth it to you if we got together and we continue to work together on a 90-day practice? So we work together for 90 days. My fees are $1,000 a month. So we're looking at a $3,000 investment. And if you suit up and if you show up and we continue to work together, do you think that with all the strategies and our work together, do you think you could get one more sale in the next 90 days? Do you think it's possible?
Yeah, it's possible.
Okay, well, there we go. So what you've done and what we're looking at is what we call a 3-to-1 ROI. So by investing your time and simply $3,000, we could earn you three times that or $10,000 just from one sale. And I can tell you right now, based on my experience with my previous clients, if we get together and we do this, you're going to sell much more than just one home.
You guarantee that?
It's up to you. It really is. I can lead you to water, but I can't necessarily make you drink. You've got to be in action. But if you commit to working with me and you spend 3 to 5 hours a week and you take what we talk about and you put it into place, if you're in action, yes, you will see results.
Wow.
So what do you say? Would you like to work together?
Well, that sounds wonderful, but I don't have the $3,000.
Okay.
Right,
we could go on.
You know.
We could go on and on, David. How long do you want to go on this one?
Yeah.
I want to hear your answer to this one, Travis.
What, you don't have $3,000?
Yeah,
At that point, I personally would walk. See, I wouldn't actually even be sitting down for a conversation like this personally.
Okay.
Because
I would pre-qualify the person before I even sat down that they would be able to, you know, to afford my work.
Exactly. So now I'm going to jump in. I'm Travis 2, and I'm going to jump in, and I'm Travis, but I'm Travis when he was beginning his coaching practice.
With beginning, okay.
Right.
So Travis
beginning Travis.
Sure.
But Travis,
10 years ago.
Travis, in the past, baby. I love that, to know about pre-qualifying, and when we get to that stage that at least we start to know and start to discern, oh, yeah, I'm not even going to waste my energy and my time because they aren't at the level that I'm ready to work at. So
right.
That's good to know. I think that's good for us to know for the future.
Yeah, there's two ways. I'm sure Dave will get right into this. It's, you know, it depends on where you are in your business. You know, for me personally, I just, you know, everybody's pre-qualified before I even sit down. But if you're just getting started, what you could do is give them alternatives. Say, okay, well, $1,000 a month, if you're not going to hold firm to that, what other alternatives could you give them that they could actually afford?
Yeah, I'll get into that, Trav.
Yeah.
Firstly, a couple of points on what just happened. What I really liked about what you did, Travis, was you broke it down in terms of an achievable result.
Mm-hmm.
So if you worked out the result of us working together is going to be sales or no sales. And if the client doesn't see that at least one sale is likely out of working over the next 3 months, then either you shouldn't be working together or there's a lot of possibility work to still be done.
Right.
Because the client just doesn't see it possible, so they're not going to pay a cent if they don't see it as possible. So there's something missing in the introductory session because they've got to see that it's possible. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have a client that sees, like, wow, if I invested this money, then there's a good chance I'm going to make money on it, then they're probably going to sign up with you unless they have absolutely no cash. So let's get into that. And I'm going to assume that I'm a Travis from 10 years ago who is new and just wanting the practice. So, Lori, I totally hear that. Now, I'm going to bottom line it for you. I'm a $3,000 coach. That's what it costs to work with me. You're probably going to make a lot more from that. So given your current financial resources,
how much would you be willing to invest? Like, assuming I was willing to discount, how much would you be willing to invest? And I invite you to be honest here. I'm not going to take offense. The worst I'm going to do is say, thank you, and I can't do that.
Right. Well, I was wondering if, since I really don't have the cash and I'm in the debt and all that, say, when I make that first sale, could I pay you then?
Well, I really appreciate the offer. I like how you're thinking. I think we need to come up with creative ideas right now. So I think that's definitely one option. Another option, I think I would do that if I did have some commitment from you up front. So you would definitely have to have something on the line. And I don't want you to break the bank. So if it's not going to serve you to invest even a dollar to get a $3,000 coach, then let's just call it quits right now.
I see. Say, what if I could come up with, say, maybe $500 until we made that first sale and then pay the difference?
I tell you what I love about that. I love the limited resources you have right now. And I'm going to turn that off. I love that with the limited resources you have right now, you care enough about this and you're willing to back it enough that you're actually going to pull $500 that you don't have to put on the line. And I just really want to acknowledge you for that. And with you taking that leap, I want you to know that I'm a yes. What I will do is I will discount my first fee, my first month's fee. So instead of $1,000, I'm going to charge you $500 for that month. And in fact, I'm going to throw in another month completely free. So I'm going to work with you. If you haven't made a sale in the first month, I'm going to work with you for the second month. So we're going to do 2 months minimum for $500. And we're going to get that sale. And when we do get the sale, then you'll pay the balance of my $3,000 fee. So, does that sound like a deal?
Wow, that sounds really good.
Sign me up.
So for everyone listening on the call, can you see that what we did is we went in with, it's $3,000 for 3 months. We asked for everything. If we'd asked for 1 month of coaching, might not have gotten anything. And what we ended up getting from someone who really doesn't have much to invest at all. In fact, they got negative because they're in debt. Someone who's willing to really back their goals with $500 and a lot of hard work. You're going to get a very committed client out of this.
David, don't we need to get them to, like, that, to pay? Because, like you said, then they're very committed. They're willing to work. Because if we just gave it to them, then they might not do it.
Yeah, that's true. If you just give it away, then it's hard to get someone to actually take it seriously and take action. There normally has to be something on the table, something at stake.
You know what? Another problem I've been having is the session goes so great. They know what to do, then they don't want to sign up. Like, they've got it all figured out.
Yeah, okay. So let's handle that one quickly, and then I want to give you guys a checklist that you can use to set up a client when they say yes.
Oh, great.
And then we'll wrap up the call. So, yeah, when they say that, I've done that before, you go through and you do the session, and then the person says, okay, thanks, see you later, off I go. That's valid because that's how you've set it up. So what I do in the call is I say at one point, I always say, now if you had your own coach working with you every single week on this, what would that provide you that you haven't had before? And I really have them look at how they operate in life without a coach and without that extra support and where the roadblocks are and then what it would be like to have someone that they're talking to once a week on the phone. Now, some people say, I don't know, and so I sit and wait. I say, how would that be different? that you've got someone before. I also say, why don't you already have this goal? If you're, you know, if you're so empowered and everything, why don't you already have this goal? And often they can look at, maybe they've been talking about it for 3 years, but they still haven't done it. There could be a huge aha moment for them. And eventually what I normally get, at least, is someone will say, well, accountability. And it's worth 10 times more if it comes out of their mouth than yours. They get accountability. Other words I hear are support, that I've got someone else in my corner. Another big common one is brainstorming. You know, we can strategize, come up with ideas. They can come up with specific action steps. So there's a bunch of things, and I have those on a list, and I read those out if after 3 to 4 minutes they just cannot find anything. Another thing I'll ask is, what had you say yes to the call? When I said I'll do a free session with you, what was it that you thought, oh, this could be useful? So it's worth those 5 minutes to have them work that out. And then once they can see how a coach would be useful, you've covered the question of, you know, why should we work together rather than you working alone. Does that help?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So let's go into the checklist, and Travis might have some other ideas. I'll give you mine. One of mine, this is taken from the Coach Start manual. Actually, it's taken from memory, so I've probably missed a bunch of things. But so, Travis, you're my client now, or you're my prospect, and you're about to say yes. So how does that sound? Would you like to give it a whirl for 3 months?
Sounds great. Let's go ahead and do it.
Okay, great. All right, well, and here's another close I like to do is, are there any burning questions, or would you like me to, or should we go ahead and set it up so we can get started?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what we do. Let's set your regular time slot. I coach on Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Which slot would be best for you?
Mm-hmm. Let's go with the latter.
Okay. So we'll do, how about Thursday at 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thursday at 3, that's your regular time slot. Now, here are two policies I always like to read out. One is, if you miss a session, you lose the session.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're just being adults here. If you give me advance notice, that's different. But if I call and you're not there, then you just miss that session. You lose that session, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Now, what would you like to use, credit card or MasterCard? What's best for you?
The alternative close. I love it. Let's put it on the MasterCard.
Okay, great. So I'll take that number when you're ready. So I get that number, and then I say, you'll receive it. People like to hear what's going to happen, and then more importantly, you have to deliver on that, and that's how you build trust. So you're going to receive an invoice, Travis, in the mail for $3,100, as we agreed,
mm-hmm.
and you should check with your accountant about the tax deductibility of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Now I'm going to be sending you a welcome pack. And you don't need to write this down. You're going to get a welcome pack, and it'll just have a letter about how we operate, and it'll have our coaching agreement, and I just ask you to fill that in and send it back within 24 hours. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great. Now, let's talk about homework. I'd normally spend about 5-10 minutes on this, but what's one action step that you could take in the next between now and our next session, Travis, which is going to be in 3 days' time, what's one action step you can take to move yourself forward in the goals?
I can complete the form that you're going to send me, the new client form, so I'll get that up and ready, and then really get clear about the specifics of what I'd like to work on over the next 3 months.
Okay, great. Fill in the form, you're clear on the specifics. And would you send those specifics to me at least 24 hours before our call?
You bet.
Okay, great, thanks. And now we've got accountability. So, Travis, here's the last thing I like to ask every client who signs up. I realize this can feel very new. You know, like this morning you didn't have a coach, and now you do. You got your own personal and business coach, and now you're actually working on your goals instead of thinking about them. So I'd like to just check in with you in this moment. How are you feeling in your body about us working together?
I'm excited.
All right. Okay, good. I like to check in. And that may change. It may go up and down over the course of us working together, and I want you to know that's normal.
Uh-huh.
That's normal, and all I ask is that you keep me posted. You know, if your energy drops and you think, God, I can't do this, what am I doing? That's why you just hired a coach.
Right.
All right, good. Thank you. Travis, would you add anything to the setup? Anything that you would do? Any particular tips just to powerfully have the client set up and not feeling buyer's remorse?
Nope, I think it's great. I mean, I have a little different systems that I use in terms of scheduling. I have, and you might want to write this down, it's called Appointment Quest. Appointmentquest.com is an online appointment scheduling system where they could go and schedule an appointment there based on, you know, where they are. But that's, you know, that's more of the technology standpoint. But I think you did a great job. I mean, it was straightforward. It was very clean. You know, it didn't leave any questions in my mind in terms of the process. You included the accountability. So, you know, what's one thing that you can work on? So you didn't give me too much to where I felt overwhelmed. And I know a lot of times clients that I work with, when they hear the word homework, it's like, ooh, it brings them back to maybe negative feelings that they've had in the past of one way or another. Like it feels like, oh, gosh, now I'm going to have to be doing all this work on top of my other stuff. But I think the importance of giving them something in terms of that accountability right away without overloading them. So your question was, what's one thing that I can do between now and when we get together for our first session? And so kept it really clean, really simple. And that engaged me in the process. You checked in on the mood, so just in case I, you know, I was all over the place or maybe having a little buyer's remorse or just, you know, whatever emotion is going to be going on, because there are going to be all kinds of emotions, especially for somebody that hasn't worked with a coach before. They could be all over the place. So great question to check in with them there. And what that did is it really made me feel much closer to you. It didn't make me feel like you're just in it for the money. You know, you're just here to make money and it's your business. It's like, wow, this guy really is going to be on my side. And so, you know, built up and really confirmed that level of trust, especially at the very end of our conversation, which is a really important part.
Thank you. That's great. And I noticed there's one question on the board. I'll answer that quickly before we wrap up. Jan R. says, what do you say when a prospect says, I need to check with my husband?
Uh-huh.
You know, I need to check with my partner about it. Now, what I do now is I pre-qualify. So they fill in a form before I talk to them. And the form says, do you need a partner or company's agreement to say yes to the coaching?
Uh-huh.
I ask that. And then if I get that answer, they say yes. I say, please get that. Please get authority to make decisions before the call.
Uh-huh.
So they have to get support from their partner if they choose to go forward, or support from their company if they choose to go forward.
Forward.
Now, if you haven't pre-qualified, I'm going to turn the mute off again. Just a second. I'll turn the mute on. Now, if you haven't pre-qualified them and they hit you with that question, here's a suggestion someone gave me. You can say, what do you think your partner would say? You know, what are they probably going to ask you? And take them through a little role play and just see, like, what would they say? And then what would you say to that? So that they can just kind of work through it in their head with you.
Mm-hmm.
And another question is, if they supported you fully in having what you wanted, what would your decision be?
Mm-hmm.
So just have them be accountable, and you can tell them you don't have to be a yes or no. I don't mind what it is, but I can help you find out what your inner answer is if you like. So thank you everybody for coming to the call. Thank you for all the posts. Yeah, I read through some of those posts, and you guys are going nuts out there. I do encourage you to help each other. You know, you might want to go to the board now and just read through and see someone you can support. It's a fun thing to do. And thank you, Travis Greenlee from businessbuildingmastery.com. Really appreciate you coming on the call. And I'd love to do more calls with you because I can see, like, it's just really fun. You've got a lot to offer.
A lot of fun, Dave. Thanks so much for having me. And it's just been an absolute pleasure. I hope to come back.
Awesome. And those URLs for the 30-day challenge are solutionbox.com/30-day. And solutionbox.com/30-day download.htm. And this
call will be up in the next couple of days on there for anyone who missed it. And everybody have a great morning, afternoon, or night. And I'll open up the call so we can...
Thanks, David.
Okay, call's open. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Go get 'em.